Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Jim Wyatt, TitansOnline.com with us now at Jay Wyatt Sports every Tuesday at 3:30. Jim, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. I hope you guys are doing well.
We are doing well. I love the piece about Logan Ryan boxing in the offseason. It's always interesting to talk with those guys about some of the other ways they train outside of the facility in the offseason.
Yeah, and Logan Ryan has really stepped it up this offseason. I think, you know, having a year under his belt here in Tennessee, he wanted to do more. And he's one of the guys, you know, him and Kevin Byard, I guess, are the, you know, led the group of defensive backs in off-season workouts leading up to the season. I think Logan was the one who kind of spearheaded all that. And then Kevin Byard, you know, certainly, you know, was involved, you know, putting the thing together as well. They worked a great deal amongst themselves, but Logan Ryan wanted to do more, and he wanted to add boxing to his resume or to his workout program. He talked to Steve Watterson, he said, and said, "Hey, I want to get involved in boxing. What do I need to do? Who do I need to talk to?" He said, "We need to talk to Eddie George. Eddie George has been doing it. He knows someone in town that he trains with." Eddie George put him in touch with the guy who certainly is Galen Turner is his name, who trains boxers. And from that, Logan Ryan, you know, turned his garage into a boxing ring. Eddie George has been working out with him under the direction of Galen Turner, and he thinks it's helped his, you know, not only his footwork, but helped his hand-eye coordination, helped to strengthen his shoulders, and thinks it'll pay off. And during the course of that, he's become good friends with Eddie George. Eddie George has some really good things to say about Logan Ryan. So it was neat how that all kind of came together. You know, a Titans legend working with a young guy who has really been impressed with his work ethic.
Yeah, Jimmy, Eddie looks like he can still play, by the way, in those pictures. But you mentioned that he said some positive, nice things about Logan Ryan. What stood out to you the most about Eddie's comments on Logan?
He talked specifically just about how much he's seen him improve, you know, from a boxing standpoint, because Eddie's been doing this for a couple of years, and said he just can tell how fluid he is and how he kind of has the tendencies and knows what to do as a boxer, has a good feel for it now after a couple of months. But I think even more, he spoke to Logan's kind of hunger and his work ethic and said, "Hey, this is a guy that came from New England. He knows how to win. He's got a couple of Super Bowl rings. But he's at a point in his career where he wants to do more, and he wants to be a leader. He wants to be someone that this team and the franchise can count on." And he said he loves his approach. Said he's got a lot of meat left on the bone as far as his career goes, and likes kind of the hunger that he brings to an off season, you know, workout regimen. So he's really been impressed with Logan, and Logan in turn, you know, very you know, obviously knew Eddie George from afar. And really been impressed with just the kind of guy he is. Eddie George is amazing, everything that he's involved with. He's having a portrait unveiled tonight, I know, over at Vanderbilt, that has been painted for him. It's going to be unveiled, I think, at 6 o'clock tonight. He just has his hand in everything and is such a great ambassador for, you know, for the Titans and for the city of Nashville.
Yes, sir.
Jim Wyatt, Titans Online with us. Jim, we talked yesterday a little bit about, some NFL guys and their off-season kind of different workouts that they do. I remember Roddy White used to do wrestling in the off-season. I know judo, martial arts is kind of big. Remember, there were a bunch of hamstring injuries. It was a couple years ago with the Titans. And who was it that really started getting into yoga and started the whole movement of yoga for the Titans?
I'm trying to think of who the yoga guy was. I know that was a big Steve Watterson. He took that bull by the horns there and kind of helped get guys in great condition. And some guys have continued to do it. I think, you know, I know the Titans had some hamstring issues last year as well, and I think that's one thing to point out. I mean, Marcus is one of them, and, you know, Corey Davis is another one, and I think some of that, you know, some of the reasons those hamstring issues developed during the early part of the season, especially during training camp, is when you're not able to do all the conditioning and all the work that you would normally do. And that was the case with Marcus last year, recovering from an injury. He wasn't able to put himself in a position where he could probably avoid the hamstring. I think Corey Davis, the same thing, had a lingering issue and was on the, you know, the NFL draft circuit, and then he had a setback. I think a lot of times those develop because of what you're not able to do during the offseason. I think now they've kind of attacked that and tried to prepare for it during the course, you know, during April, May, June, so it won't be, you know, knock on wood, it won't be a problem when August and September roll around.
Jim, you got Logan Ryan hanging out with Eddie George. I like seeing you got Derek Morgan and the pass rush guys hanging out with Jared Allen. I love the story you wrote about that.
That's a cool, and that kind of speaks, you know, Derek Morgan said himself, man, that kind of speaks to the lack of egos inside the building, and hey, if a guy can help you, do it. You know, Jared Allen from that team had a relationship with Tom Canavy, the team's new strength coach from years past, and he has moved to Nashville in recent years and said, hey, I want to, is something I can do to maybe help out some players. So Jared Allen, you know, spent some time with not just Derek Morgan, but, you know, some of the team's pass rushers during phase two of the offseason program, worked with them on the field. Derek Morgan said, hey, I learned a heck of a lot from Jared Allen in 60 minutes. He was out there for several days working with guys. And you know, anytime you could add a little something extra to the game, especially a guy like Derek Morgan who has always looking for ways to improve and has had such a great career, I think it helps. So I think, and you know, who knows, maybe Jared Allen shows back up there again, but he certainly, the guys benefited from being around him during parts of this offseason.
Yesterday, 1 month exactly away from the preseason opener. So literally today, Jim, we are less than a month from the preseason opener.
Yeah, and a week, 2 weeks from tomorrow is the day that players report for training camp, and 2 weeks from Thursday will be the first practice. I expect that, you know, this practice schedule will be out here within the not so distant future. Fans can start planning for practices. I know there's going to be a Friday Night Lights again this year at a local high school. There's going to be a practice at the stadium early in camp as well. So it's close. And, you know, Tampa Bay's coming to town, you know, second week of the preseason to practice for today. So there'll be a lot of excitement. It's going to be here before we know it.
You know, these Madden rankings come out every year, obviously, and sometimes the guys get fired up and use it as motivation because they think that their rating is not high enough in Madden. I'm curious, there were 24 quarterbacks listed ahead of Marcus Mariota, including some backups and both Cleveland Browns quarterbacks. Marcus isn't the kind of guy to really care or pay attention to that, but I know some of the guys are, and I was looking at some of the other numbers, and like Kevin Byard was all pro, Jim, obviously last season. So him and Harrison Smith, two best safeties in the league. There are 11 safeties that have a better number than Kevin Byard on Madden.
That's crazy, and you're right. I mean, Kevin Byard's one of those guys who uses anything he can to motivate him. So you can be sure that he probably knows about that, or somebody will tell him, and he'll let it motivate him. I know guys pay attention to it. You're exactly right about Marcus. I mean, he won't pay any attention to that at all. But there are other guys in the locker room, especially the guys that play him, play the game. They'll be ticked off by a low rating, and if they're not, you know, you can be sure that guys will tease them enough where they'll be ticked off before long. So we all take this stuff pretty seriously.
Well, Jim, we appreciate the time. Always enjoy the stuff, TitansOnline.com. What's coming up next?
Well, we're starting the position. I mentioned the training camp schedule. I think that, will be sometime this week, and then we're starting the position previews, starting with quarterbacks. You know, we're getting close to camp when those start with quarterbacks tomorrow. Running backs will be on Thursday, and then it can continue with the offense until we pick up on the defense next week. And that's going to take us all the way up until, I think, the eve of training camp, and that's the day that we'll have the Mike Vrabel press conference. So it's it's closing in.
Igniting the Fire, too. Another episode, Drizzops, tonight.
Yeah, that's right, and that's been a big hit. And I think tonight's episode, that if I'm not mistaken, will involve the secondary Kerry Combs will be quite an episode to watch.
Oh, that'll be good.
I can't wait.
Yeah, yes. That'll be good. Hey, Jim, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, you guys have a good